Hey guys, Richard here. So Rose and I have done another episode of just our banter. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the shenanigans that we basically just say. We've decided officially that we jump from topic to topic, left and right. We never stay on topic. We just leapfrog our way, but enjoy.
A lying game.
It's a bluffing game.
Yes,
and we're
is.
Recording right now, by the way.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's a bluffing game.
Yeah.
And God, how I hate bluffing games because I'm a terrible liar.
The way I would love to play that game, though, is because even though I'm a pretty damn good liar in games, I would purposely forget. I will purposely let myself forget what I have, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I can imagine a few Nottingham games where you're like, you have the plan of action,
yeah,
and then you just blank.
No, I mean, like, I'm purposely forgetting what apples, cheese, chickens, whatever I'm down, so that I don't have to lie.
That's how Coop is. Coop is another bluffing game.
We should play more of these games.
Don't make me. Please don't make me. I'm so bad at lying. But I will play with you. I will play with you, guys.
Me, you, little Brandon.
I feel like little one will have a panic attack at these kind of games.
No, I think he'd be pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I think he'd be pretty good at it with his meme-ish fucking chaos.
Oh my God! Yes. He is the meme lord in our fucking friendship.
God, I know. And I don't know who else. Like, Danny, if we have to.
Yeah, if we have to.
Maybe we can go to Val's shop and we'll play some of them. I don't know what games that she has, but we should start playing more of those games over there.
Yeah. Also, remember, dear, be careful with the names you say.
Yeah, no, I know. These are friends, but speaking of those who we shouldn't name.
Yeah.
There's a DM that I played often with. And we would only do, there's a few DMs who we would only do, some one-shots with, usually just because, so, we would either be on campus, or we would just spontaneously, we should play a quick game or something. And I didn't like one particular DM, because it wasn't fun for me. Because they had so many restrictions.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, it's the restriction one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we've talked about this one.
I can understand having certain restrictions, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And I can understand the pain that comes with derailing a campaign, especially a one-shot or a small one. Because
yeah.
I've had that happen to me plenty of times. But they restricted it to be, you can only be a variation of good.
Really?
Yeah, you can only be a variation of good. And they would allow neutral if you made a case for it. Which was really annoying.
What? This is not the Supreme Justice System.
I know, and they only allowed certain classes. And there's only so many classes in the base game anyway. But, oh god,
you can either be a monk or a paladin.
No, not monks. I don't think they wanted monks. You could do.
I know, I'm just fucking.
Yeah, you need a paladin.
That's dumb. That's fucking dumb.
Paladin, bard, barbarian. Nothing. No magic. That was another one. No magic. Except bard. even though technically a bard isn't a magic person.
But they do rally.
They do magic things.
Yeah. And that sucks because I'm so glad that I never actually played that much with them.
It wasn't fun to play with them, no.
I love being a magic user.
Oh, absolutely.
It's my favorite thing. That's why, like, right now, you're doing a campaign currently where I'm a druid. I think that's
yes.
The closest thing I can get to, like, magic.
You're either druid or ranger.
Yes, I love being a ranger.
When I play, I flirted with wizard before. I didn't really like it. Oh man, my story has to do with me being a dual class wizard rogue. But I usually
nightmare of a story.
I know. I usually like playing clerics Or rogues. I like being shifty. And it's so much fun.
You want to tell the
yes,
the story?
One time I was playing a drow rogue wizard dual class.
Uh-huh.
And the DM wasn't sure what I was doing. And this is early in the game, and it was one of the few times that I personally had unfortunately derailed a campaign, and I do feel bad about it. It was I think it was the first D&D game I've ever played.
Really?
Like, yeah, like 5 years ago, it was the first D&D game I ever played, and I wanted to be like 80 things all at once, and bless the DM for doing what they could to let me be a drow rogue wizard. Because I still didn't know how to play, and even now, looking at it, dual classing is still kind of a pain in the ass, even me as DM. I haven't quite gotten the hang of it yet.
Yeah.
But that's fine. So, our party, I believe, consisted of a homebrewed cat girl, I think it was a homebrew character. There's another, someone was playing some variation of like an automaton or a robot or whatever. I was a drow. I was a drow, and someone else was a halfling rogue. So you have two rogues. I don't remember the automaton or the cat girl were, though. I have no fucking idea.
On a side note,
yeah?
If we can make a homebrew character for me,
oh yeah,
I want to be a necrobotanist.
That's viable. I could figure out how the fuck to do that.
I so want to fucking be that. I love the idea of necrobotanist.
That's basically like what, warlock. No, maybe cleric druid.
Yeah.
I have to look at it, because there's a death domains, and then there's other, like, necrotic spells. I'll look into that. We can do something like that for you.
Because I just, when Deirdre, shared that post, I was just like, oh my god, that is so fucking cool.
It's perfect for you, yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Anyway, so that was what our party consisted of, and it was basically just, grinding, which I learned that I personally don't like grinding. I don't like just
like,
fighting.
Yeah.
I like story a lot, but that's fine. It was my first D&D game ever, and I was, Jesus, who is this fucking grinding, god. Anyway,
yeah, you like doing big bosses.
Yeah.
And then leveling up nicely.
Yeah, I like, there's a word for it. Whatever, I'll think of it later.
But you don't like, you know, fighting sewer rats.
I've played enough of Final Fantasy to the only grinding I need is in Final Fantasy. That's it. And even then, I get tired of it.
I feel the exact same, except my game was Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars.
Yeah, I see.
Grinding is just...
Anyway, we were just grinding, and I don't remember the whole quest. I remember that I tried to kill the NPC that gave us the quest, and the DM was like, no, don't do that. And then, along the way, every creature that we killed, I wanted to... I think this was D&D 3, or maybe Pathfinder 3.5.
Uh-huh.
Because we had certain skills. One of them was, like, crafting, and I don't remember what crafting I did specifically. I think it was, like, leather or some shit.
Uh-huh.
Anyway... Every time we would kill an organic enemy, I would harvest an organ. An organ. And the DM allowed me. I asked, hey, can I take this person's heart? He was like, okay, sure. And as a wizard, I had, I don't remember how many spell slots I had, but I had preserve organ a few times. A couple times, maybe. I crafted a pouch to hold the organ. I crafted a pouch out of a stomach to hold the organs in. And I think I had a heart, a liver, and a pair of lungs. And he let me do the pair of lungs as a unit. And a preserve organ lasts 24 hours. So I had to do it every rest. But that was fine. We only rested like 2, maybe 3 times before we finally got to the actual dungeon, which was full of spiders and skeletons.
I always love the idea of skeletons in anything.
Yeah.
Because they're the basic enemy of anything. And they just and the best part is they just keep coming back.
Yeah.
So every time you defeat them, like skeletons are like the fucking pioneers of grinding.
Yeah.
Shush.
Anyway, so we were grinding some levels, we were going through this dungeon, and the halfling fucking maxed out their goddamn hide skill, or stealth, whatever the fuck it was called. Basically, the halfling could just put their hands in front of their face, and they're like, oh, you can't see me! It was fucking stupid! It was hilarious!
I remember you telling me that!
Oh, you can't see me!
Whoop!
It was so fucking funny. Anyway, so the halfling stealthed as we came to this big area.
Uh-huh.
And we all had found a woman lying in a coffin. She had a really fancy ring. And before the DM could fucking say anything, the halfling was like, I'm taking that ring.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They did. And the woman turned to dust. She just fucking... She turned to dust, Infinity War style.
Yeah, she just disintegrated.
Yeah. And out came the fucking Dracula-like vampire husband, all pissed off that we killed his wife, right? So now we're having this big boss fight. And it took like an hour, I think, just for that boss fight to get him low, and we were all pretty low too. And I had the hilarious idea I offered the vampire the heart that I preserved, and he let me go, and he was healed. And my team was so mad. they somehow survived. I think
the DM spared them.
Yeah. I only remember how fucking funny it was to me. But DM went easier. Oh, you know what? I think the DM said that allowed them to escape because I helped the vampire lord, whatever. Even though he was still kind of pissed off about it. Anyway, we ended up going back to the main town. And there's a rumor that there were two dragon eggs. A black dragon and a red dragon. Black dragon was at the blacksmith. Red dragon was at the brothel.
Go on.
Hang
on. Actually, before you continue that story, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, okay?
We'll be right back with the second half of this, this story.
You're not going to want to miss this, guys. I promise you that. Anyway, we were at the black and red eggs.
Oh, yeah.
So, go ahead and start that story.
We got back to the town, and we heard our characters heard a rumor about there's a black egg located at the blacksmith and there's a red egg located at the brothel.
The brothel. I love how there's a dragon egg at the brothel.
I know. I don't even remember the whole reason for that. It was just like, oh, you know what it was?
What?
The player who played the halfling was bitching about how they wanted to have a dragon, and the DM was just like, okay, fine, we'll give you some fucking dragons.
Is that really how the dragons came out to be?
Yeah, because it was really last minute.
It sounds last minute.
It was very last minute. So he was just like, okay, fine, you're gonna you heard a rumor that there are dragon eggs here and here.
You know, okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would be a really cute story element to like a World of Dragons. A blacksmith with dragon eggs that he throws into the fire while he's working.
I will keep that in mind.
Yeah. A really cute concept.
Yeah. So,
anyways.
I'm eating a tortilla.
Rose decided, yeah, holy shit, I want these fluffy tortillas.
There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Were there?
Well, you ate one. It's a 12 pack.
I ate two.
Oh, so you're on the 10th one. Okay, cool. I didn't even see the second one.
I'm on the third one. There's 10 left.
Oh, my
God. I know. Listen, I fucking love these tortillas.
Oh, it shows.
It's so good. Anyway.
Hold on.
Where the fuck were we at?
The dragon eggs.
No, dragon eggs. Blacksmith had one. Brothel had one. Okay. And there's two rogues. The automaton and the cat girl don't want to deal with any of this. So they're like, we're going to go ahead and go to the inn and just rest.
Yeah.
Me and the halfling are like, okay, you go to the blacksmith. I will go to the brothel. And okay, fine. The halfling goes to the blacksmith.
Yeah.
And is able, he was trying to find out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, the locksmith showed him eventually. Like, he was able to persuade and do, oh, what is it called? Diplomacy, I think it was. He was able to use that skill. And the blacksmith showed him, okay, here is a dragon egg. And I'm only, he was trying to sell it for, like, a pretty high price. Yeah. So the fucking halfling knocked him out and tied him up. And then the halfling realized, oh, fuck, this dragon egg is too heavy for me to carry.
Oh, my fucking lord!
So he comes to the brothel where I'm at. And my character, already killed two ladies for not knowing where the dragon egg is. Look, mind you, I believe this is 3 out of 4 players' first D&D game. We have no fucking idea what we're doing, and I feel really bad for the DM having to deal with our stupid bullshit.
God!
I know.
But I'll give you some leeway because it is, after all, your first.
I know. And game. As much as I bitch about trying not to derail the campaign, if it's very early in your playing D&D, I hope the DM can give you some leeway. Because I gave leeway to a couple of our other players for not knowing how to play D&D.
Jesus lord, I know. Those were train wrecks.
Yeah, I've had worse. But no worries.
I've heard worse.
Yeah. Anyway, I've already killed two ladies who didn't know where the dragon egg was. The halfling finds the room that I'm in, and so does another lady. And she screams, seeing the dead bodies, and we're like, oh, fuck. I guess we had to kill her now, too. And we did. Now, the manager, mistress, who I don't remember what the DM called this individual, but they heard a scream that was not a good scream. So now they're coming down. It's not a good scream. That's what he said, too. That's not a good scream.
Oh, my God.
I know. So we're like, oh, fuck. So the halfling, I'm just standing in the fucking room with three bodies now, and the halfling just fucking covers his face and hides.
Oh, that's right. Of course. The halfling can just fucking do that.
Yeah, he can. So, manager, mistress, individual in charge of the brothel is like, hey, what the fuck? And that's when the halfling, attacked them, and we ended up killing that individual, and we decided, you know what? We should leave and leave this fucking dragon egg. We don't care anymore. So I burned down the brothel. And the dragon hatched.
Every time you tell that story, it cracks me the fuck up. It's like you tried to burn the evidence, but the evidence hatched.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah.
I know it's your first campaign, but what were you thinking?
I didn't know all of the nuances yet, and I was just like, you know what? Let's just burn down the fucking brothel. Ah, the dragon hatch. we didn't continue after that. We not for like the DM being upset or anything. It was just
you just let that world burn.
Well, No, we never were able to get back together for more sessions. It was a set, but whatever. That was my first D&D session.
What if...
Yeah.
There was a campaign that kind of merged the epilogues of other campaigns?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Is that what you're really trying to do?
Yes. I was hoping for our current session to be very... I want to end very soon. And I want to consider your guys' opinions on how you like it, what you want more out of, what you want less out of. And, like Deidre said, she said that they wanted a little more grinding, but not like actual grinding, just more actual fighting. So I'll consider that a little more, because I'm, like, 99% story-driven, and I'll go ahead and consider that. But I do have a few other campaigns planned that bridge all of them together, if you want them.
That'd be cool. You know which one I would really want?
What?
To be infused with the other realm one.
The one that we played with Popo?
Yeah.
Where do you think Sigurd came from?
Oh.
I didn't want to tell you that because it was going to be pretty obvious, but now you know.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Smart.
Hey. If there's at least one player, I'm pretty sure you're going to be like my main player who has been throughout all of these worlds in the same. They all take place in the same universe, just different locations. Because it's the one universe I've been building for like 6 years.
And after you found all your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It just made it a lot easier for you.
Mm-hmm. My D&D stuff, at least, because I still had. Oh my god. I found
your game programming stuff.
Yeah, the document and all the game development stuff that we did for game development class.
Yeah.
Like, it's so in depth that I'm not going to single handedly make this into an actual video game. And I personally don't give a shit. It was just to see. It's just to show us how game development works. Mm. And how detailed and how many people you're going to need, and depending on the game, too. Because, of course, there's single indie developers that make fucking, small games. I mean, Undertale had Toby Fox and Temmie. I don't know who else was a part of it, but I mean, like, one person made a game. Like, I only know some of the old ones, like Himeniki or Mad Father, that stuff. The RPG Maker games. But yeah, I found all my game document stuff, and it's fucking 80 pages of world building.
Oh, I know. I remember it.
And I'm looking at it, and like, there's a bunch of stuff that I love about my own world, and there's some stuff that I'm like, I gotta change that. That's garbage.
You know the best part about you finding your old documents?
Yeah.
Because we were talking about making figurines for your creatures.
Yeah.
Now you know what they're going to look like, and we can make those like that.
Absolutely. I've sculpted a couple times. They came out okay, but, you know, whatever. I can sculpt and get some practice in.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should get a bulk, like a nice pound of that polymer clay.
I want to, yeah.
You can bake in your oven.
Yeah.
And you should get some, like, Warhammer paints. Mm-hmm. Paint them like that.
I would really like to do something like that, yeah. Especially, I've been meaning to, and I keep not doing it because I'm so fucking lazy. And I'm both super lazy and I do 80 things all at once. I have two moods, nothing and everything. And I was wanting to draw everyone's characters in the same style that I want to make. I wanted to do something like that. I just haven't gotten around to it.
I love the art style of Neme. For those of you who don't know, Neme is one of Rose's characters in our current D&D campaign. Mm-hmm. And she drew him. He's a jester.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, he's a harlequin jester type character. And
I don't want to say the class or what he is.
I don't think you know 100%. You kind of have a guess, but don't guess now.
Yeah.
Because my players, I offer one inspiration die. I've offered one inspiration die for anyone who can guess his race and class.
And she drew him in her art style, which I absolutely loved it out of your art style.
Thank you.
And it just turned out really fucking cool.
Thank you.
Especially,
I love it.
the way that she drew him is almost exactly the way I imagined him.
Good.
It's like this puffy harlequin head of a man who has a puffy ass, like, is it a jacket?
He has puffy pants, a puffy top with the ruffles on his neck and wrists, okay. And he has a cape.
It's just a puff, two arms, a pair of legs, and a head.
And I hope that you understand that everything he is wearing is quilted. And very colorful, with a base of, like, red or mahogany.
Absolutely.
And, like, gold and maybe a little bit of blue and turquoise sewn into it in patterns.
That's why I made the joke of, like, God forbid he ever steps on a puddle. He goes into the swamp and he just absorbs everything like a bounty fucking picker-upper.
I was a little sad when you guys went to the other side of the lake, because then, I was originally going to have that character, what was she, a fucking high elf something. Oh, I'm not allowed to tell you. You know that she's a high elf, but
yeah.
I'll not tell you the rest of it. I was originally going to have her I was originally going to have Neme fall into the lake, and that's how you were going to find Daryl. That's how you're going to find Daryl. Daryl's just going to pop up out of the lake.
We could actually, if that would have happened, we could actually have used Neme as like a weapon.
Possibly, yeah.
We could just roll.
I'm really sad that every time I try to do something with Neme, he rolls for shit. And then it just, it comes out as like kind of comic relief, so that's both really funny and ironic.
I almost...
But I wanted to do something, goddammit.
Yeah, I did too, to be honest.
Yeah.
Every time you roll, and I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Damn it.
I know. That's okay. Everyone's doing okay so far.
Yeah, except for the rest of our party members who have died.
Oh, the previous party members.
Yep.
Not the current ones.
The previous.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to end this session. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Those are the three ones that I'm usually on, and you can find my podcast anywhere where podcasts are broadcasted. Mm-hmm. So, thank you so much, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye!